So as we come to our service today, let's just take a moment to think about the week that we've just had. Last Sunday, we had a Thanksgiving service, and we were saying thank you to God for so many things. But you know, we don't have to do that just once a year. We can thank God every day. And we've come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may give ourselves to the service of God. Amen. We've come to offer our praise and thanksgiving. So I wonder what you have got to thank God for this week. Anybody want to say things they've got to thank God for? Well, I'm going to start. I thank God that Wendy came and managed to get here on the bus. Yeah? I thank God that Joe is on a sleepover last night, which means we've only got one child to contend with this morning, which has made it easier. But also, I thank God that Joe got through the night, because the last time he tried to be away from us, he didn't make it the whole way through the night. Anybody else got anything they want to thank God for today? Nikki? Fantastic. No. Oh, no, you're supposed to say, and I thank God that I had time with my lovely wife and daughter, yes. We've got a hand right up at the back. For the lovely people, thank you. That's certainly something to thank God for. And is that going to be every Friday? Fantastic. What time?
It's 10 onwards.
10 onwards here, Friday. Anybody can join? Fantastic. Brilliant. Support group, definitely. Fantastic. Another hand at the back. Yeah, wouldn't that be lovely to be able to get back to church and sing? Max, hymns in the park. Absolutely. And talking about football tonight, I don't know if any of you have seen some of the things that have come out. Raheem Sterling, Marcus Rashford are both Christians. And some of the things they've been putting out and thanking God for being with them and for all the opportunities they've had has been quite amazing. And let's not forget the Italians, because actually the Italian manager is also a devout Christian. I think God is really going to be glorified whatever happens tonight. Anybody else got anything to thank God for? Cal? Yeah, isn't that a joy to be able to actually see people in person? And, we said thank God for the 19th of July, but also can we remember that there are people who are extremely anxious about things changing on the 19th of July? There are people who are suffering still, people who are still critically extremely vulnerable, people who've got long COVID, who actually for them, life is not going back to normal. Life is actually still very tricky. And actually, I do thank God that he doesn't forget those people, even if they may be out of our thoughts. Okay, as we carry on thanking God, we're just going to sing two songs. First, we're going to do Give Thanks to the Lord, our God and our King. And then we're going to turn to Thank You for Saving Me. Now, It does say on the thing that you're not allowed to sing. However, I am allowed to sing. So I will be singing these songs and you can enjoy, or maybe thank God that soon you'll be able to sing and won't have to hear me. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and our King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. His love endures forever. By the grace of God. Forever, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever. From the rising to the setting sun, his love endures forever. By the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever, forever. Thank you for saving me. What can I say? You are my everything. I will sing your praise. You shed your blood for me. What can I say? You took my sin and shame, a sinner called by name. Great is the Lord. So thank you for saving me. And as we come before God, let's think about the things we've done this week we shouldn't have done, and the things we haven't done this week that we should have done. And let's join together in the words of confession. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. And know that our God forgives us our sins. And let us affirm together our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a slave. He was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even death of the cross. Therefore, God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And now Neville's going to come and read our first reading.
This reading is Psalm 145, a psalm of praise of David. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will seek in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And now we're just going to reflect on those words. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise, the city of our God, the holy place, the joy of the whole earth,
is the Lord in whom we have the victory. He aids us against the enemy. We bow down on our knees. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal, throughout earth and heaven above. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise, the city of our God, the holy place, the joy of the whole earth. And great is the Lord in whom we have the victory. He aids us against the enemy. We bow down on our knees. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. Earth and heaven above. Above. Above.
And Tracy's now going to come and read our second reading.
The Gospel reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. Jesus feeds the 5,000. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Okay, Max is going to come and talk to us. Let's just pray for Max as he comes and gets himself and his tricks ready. Father, we thank you for Max. We just lift him up before you now, and we just ask that you speak to us through him this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Polly. There's a whole new routine now, isn't there? You have to take your mask off, put your mic on.
How are we doing this morning? At least half of you are lying. Oh, it's good to be here. It's good to have you all here this morning as well. So, Polly quite rightly noticed that I brought up some gadgets or something with me. Can anyone do this? Can anyone? I left a set of these down there. Anyone do this? No? You can't? No? No one? You all right? Oh, blew it. No one at all. Am I the only one here who can do this? I was thinking one of the children might be able to. But there you go. So no one can do it. Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? Sure. I was rather hoping someone might be able to do it this morning. I can see you now, put my glasses on. Is there another set of those sticks down there, Susie? Are they on the shelf? I can put them in my bag. She tells me porkies. Does your partner tell you porkies? Oh dear. I think she's going to put those sticks somewhere I don't want them. I used to teach this to the youth group that I was leading. The irony of teaching a Christian youth group something called the Diablo, doesn't escape me. But no one here other than me can do this. Ah, Trace, you can. Come here. Hold on to that. Are you ready? We're just going to roll it along and then... Yeah. Right. What? Oh dear, Trace, you're not doing very well, are you? What? Are you right or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Ah, that'd be why. No. So, Tracy, I've given you a left-handed one. She's winding you up. Let me show you, Trace. Right. This hand here, that stays still.
Oh, okay, so it's just this one.
Just that one. So just roll it to the left. That's it. Keep. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Move forward. This stick. No, this stick. Move this stick forward. So that will. Okay. Let me sort my mic out.
Okay.
Right, let's do this again. So when
right.
So when this tilts that way, you move that stick forward.
Oh, okay.
And when it tilts that way, you move that stick back.
That one
stands still.
Oh,
go on. Go on, give it a go. There you go, give her a round of applause. And you told me you couldn't do it.
Thank you,
that's two people telling me porkies this morning, isn't it? I can't do that, she says. I can't do that. I used to teach the youngsters to do that because within about 5 minutes I could have them doing that. Within 10 minutes I could have them throwing it up in the air. And, they'd all tell me they couldn't do it. We used to have, I don't know about you, is there any teachers in the room other than Polly? Nikki? Any ex-teachers in the room other than Polly? Jill as well? Actually, you're not an ex-teacher yet, are you?
No.
Two more weeks. I remember watching a teacher friend of mine called Mike interact with our children. And I learned an amazing trick from him. Polly will probably know this one, I'm sure teachers do. But and I used to use it a lot with our children. So what would happen is someone like Becky would come in and say, "Oh, Dad, my lamp in my bedroom's broken." And I would say something along the lines of, "Well, fix it then." And she would say, "But Dad, I don't know how to. I can't fix it. I don't know how to." And then I would say, "But if you did know how to, what would be the first thing you'd do?" And then before too long, Becky would have worked out how to fix the lamp with just a little bit of input from me. And even now today, when my grown children say to me, oh, I can't do that, I can't do fix that, I couldn't possibly do that. They groan as I say, but if you could, what would be the first thing you do? But, you know, because I think often our response to many things is, we can't do it. And I wonder, what about you? Are you still believing the untruths you say to yourself when you lie and say, I can't do that? What is it that you still believe you can't do, I wonder? Well, today in our wander through the Gospel of Matthew, we come across a very familiar story, don't we? But it's a familiar story that has so many teachings for those of us who would call ourselves Christians, those of us who would say that we are apprentices to Jesus. And so often, just because of the simple story, we can miss some of the deeper meanings behind it. Jesus feeds the 5,000. And we see him, on the surface level at least, begin to show that he is Lord, perform miracles, that he is our God, as he feeds these 5,000. Incidentally, did you pick up Matthew, a man of his time, only mentions the men to start with, doesn't he? Because he was, you know, and then Matthew was, you know, a man in that world, and he would have only mentioned the men. But Jesus, who is God of all time, includes everyone, feeds everyone. I'm not going to talk about that too much today, but I wonder this morning if someone out there needs to understand that the world may not see you, but your God does and knows your worth. The world may not know your worth, but your God does. Just an aside, an extra bonus from Matthew this morning. But if that's you, make sure that you speak to someone today before you leave and get a bit of prayer, because your God sees you. But anyway, what we find in the miracle today is all things are possible through God. All things are possible through Jesus. That is what he's teaching us today. And he does that by doing this. He's just had some really bad news. If you remember from last week or the week before, was it? He's just heard that his cousin, his dear friend, John the Baptizer, has been killed. But not just killed in a most horrible way for the most unjust reason, effectively killed for entertainment's sake and beheaded in doing so. And he decides, and again, it's another message for us, that at this point he needs some time out. He needs time to mourn, to reconnect with his God, his Father, and some solitary time. We read that, don't we? When Jesus heard what had happened to him, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Finally, now, he can get that quiet, him and his Father, time. Except, of course, hearing of this, the crowd followed him on the foot from the town. No rest for the holy. And what is Jesus' response to that? Does he, as I might do, it's my day off? Does he get frustrated, angry, upset? No. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed those who were ill. Again, our Lord sees you and has compassion, even in his lowest point. And then, of course, the disciples come to him with a problem. This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus, they don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. The disciples say, but Dad, I don't know how to do it. I can't do that. We've only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And Jesus could have said, and effectively did say, but if you did know, what would you do first? Bring them to me, he said. And he told the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. And then he gave to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. He performed this miracle of feeding a banquet to people just from a few pieces of shopping. I guess for me the question here, though, is not that Jesus performed the miracle. We know Jesus is a miracle maker. It's not that Jesus had compassion on the people. We know Jesus has compassion. His whole mission on earth was for God's kingdom to come, to die on the cross for you and I, to know that. The question here for me is, did Jesus perform this miracle, or did Jesus perform this miracle through the disciples? For me, the point for us here in Bedhampton this week is that Jesus took a bunch of misfits, some working class carpenters and fishermen, and actually used them when they saw compassion, when the misfits, the disciples, looked at the people and saw that they were hungry, who frankly should have known better, the crowd. I mean, they should have brought their own picnic, so it wasn't like they deserved to be fed. But nevertheless, the disciples looked at them and saw compassion and had compassion on them, and they brought them to Jesus. And Jesus' response was, you help them. You help them. You give them food. What would you do first if you knew how? And then, of course, we read, because the response is full of abundance. Our God is a God of grace and abundance, isn't he? They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides the women and children. Good of him to throw a little mention for the women and children at the end, wasn't it? And as we were hearing in that psalm, and lovely to actually have a bit more time to reflect on the words. I wasn't expecting that today, but that was great to do that, Polly. Thank you. But we heard from our psalm that this God who is awesome, most worthy of praise, watches over us. So, what about you? What's your excuse? Why can't you do something? Too old? Too young? Who was encouraged by the reflection of thanking for the lovely people this morning? Was she too young to encourage you? Maybe you're just too tired, too weak, too ill, too jaded. We all get there at times, don't we? Well, you may be too something in the eyes of the world, but not through the God who says to you that you can do all things through him who gives you strength. Not that you're going to suddenly leap tall buildings in one bound. That's coming over the summer with Superman, but we'll find out about that later on. You know, you don't just become superhuman. This verse is often misquoted for that reason. But actually, you can do all things when you come to Jesus. However rubbish we feel, however many times we've been told we can't do something, the only requirement you need to have, as we've seen in the disciples this morning, is compassion and a willing heart. When you individually have compassion and a willing heart and are willing to come to Jesus and say, use me in my brokenness, then we, I believe, as a church, will be used by our God. And right now, there are men, there are women, and there are children around the world and in Bedhampton who are hurting. Do we have enough compassion? Do we have enough of a willing heart in us to bring them to Jesus? Or do we say we don't know what to do? Or are we willing to turn to our God with this willing heart and this compassion and say, well, I do know the first thing I can do. I'm just going to leave that there this morning, because I see God's Spirit moving over Bedhampton over the last few weeks and months. And I see people's hearts aching for others. And I'm just going to ask you what your part is in that today. Let's just be quiet for a moment. I wonder if God's Spirit is nudging anyone this morning. Has anyone suddenly had an image in their head, wondering what that's about? Maybe some words. If that's you and you feel you're able to, just raise your hand and I'll ask you what it is. Get out of my head those words we heard earlier on, thanking God for the lovely people. Was that a nudge from God through a tiny one for us? Might Lord, might we be your lovely people here in Bedhampton. And whatever you have laid on our hearts this morning, might we have willing hearts to step forward in our brokenness and in our doubts, in our lack of faith. Might we still be willing to step towards you. Give us strength and compassion, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Max. As we reflect on what Max has just been saying, he's going to sing, I will offer up my life in spirit and truth. I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender I must give my every part. Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? Oh, my word could not tell, not even in part, of the debt of love that is owed by this thankful heart. You deserve my every breath, for you've paid the great cost, giving up your life to death, even death on a cross. You took all my shame away, there defeated my sin, opened up the gates of heaven and have beckoned me in. Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king? Savior, what can be said? What can be sung as a praise of your name for the things you have done? Oh, my words could not tell, not even in part, of the debt of a love that is owed by this thankful heart. Mike is now going to come and lead us in intercessions.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your compassion and righteousness. You are an awesome God who created the universe, yet you know each one of us and are present with us as we offer our prayer. Open our eyes to your presence. Open our minds to your grace. Open our lips to your praises. Open our hearts to your love. Open our lives to your healing and be found among us. Lord, we acknowledge our past exploitation of your world, including people, animals, plants, and habitats. Help each one of us to understand how we can live sustainably, sharing Earth's gifts for the future. Despite his own sorrow, Jesus had compassion for the people in the crowd following him and healed the sick. Afterwards, through your great power, he fed thousands of people a banquet with 2 fish and 5 loaves. 2 millennia on, it is easy to overlook the wonder of this miracle. Awaken us to realize the power you have given through your Holy Spirit to all who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, bless the family of your church. May we accept one another as brothers and sisters, finding strength and joy in our life together. Make us a family open to all families of mankind, that in the church we will overcome all the hostilities and prejudices that may otherwise drive us apart. Thank you for the ministry of Max and Susie in this parish. unite all members of this church in support for each other and for all who have a leadership role. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, liberator of the oppressed, Lord and Saviour of the world, equip all politicians and others in authority and power with the knowledge and patience to seek your kingdom. Direct them in their discernment of speeches, arguments, and reports. Lift them from all self-interest and prejudice, and give them eyes to see what is for the common good. Empower all people who are seeking peace and reconciliation in areas of conflict. Grant them integrity and wisdom. Bring comfort and hope to all who are suffering in consequence of the indiscriminate violence of conflict, and also people living in poverty, famine, homelessness, and the threat of persecution. We pray for the relief of the people of Afghanistan living through a ceaseless cycle of violence. Please grant them, through your almighty power, peace and justice. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the residents of New Road in Bedhampton. Let them be aware of your presence in their lives and in their neighbourhood. Thank you for this community in which we live and worship, and for the history and generations of people who have created Bedhampton. Make our church aware of what is happening in Bedhampton and understand how to respond to the needs of the community. Heavenly Father, we trust your care, members of our families and our friends, near and far. Supply their needs, guide their footsteps, keep them safe, and may your peace rest upon them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, our healer, we place in your gentle hands all people who are distressed, unwell, or lonely. Ease their pain and heal the damage they have suffered in body, mind, or spirit. Be present to them through their families and friends and in the care of doctors and nurses, and fill them with the warmth of your love, now and always. We pause and pray in our hearts for members of our church family and other people known to us who will benefit from your ministry. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Welcome, Lord, into your calm and peaceful kingdom, people who have departed this earthly life, and comfort the families and friends who grieve the loss of their loved ones. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
From where we are to where you need us, Jesus, lead us on. From the security of what we know to the adventure of what you will reveal, Jesus, lead us on. To refashion the fabric of our world until it resembles the shape of your kingdom, Jesus, lead us on. Living God, go with us on our journey of discipleship. Grant us faith to follow where you might lead, courage to step into the unknown, grace to walk with humility, and commitment to travel on to our journey's end. So may we take up our cross and follow in the footsteps of Jesus to his praise and glory. Amen.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light
and darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice and trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! Oh, we'll see how great is our God! And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! Oh, we'll see how great is our God! Name above all, name above all names, worthy of all praise, how great is our God! Name above all names, worthy of all praise, how great is our God! How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! Oh, we'll see how great is our God! As we leave our church today to go out into the world, may we shine with the light of Christ. Let us be prepared to meet Jesus in our friends and neighbours and share with them the Christian hope we have found in him. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, send us out with your blessing to live our lives in you. Amen. And let's share together the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Whatever you're doing this week, may God be with you.